This is Ochak Baji, and it's time for Jazz Game Rewind.
Gordon Hayward and the Charlotte Hornets came into Vivint Arena looking for their first three-game win streak of the season, but it was Lauri Markkanen and the Utah Jazz that were buzzing all night, soaring their way to a 120-102 victory. This is Tyler Gibb. Welcome to Jazz Game Rewind.
Beasley flares it back to Markkanen. Quick release three from the top. It's good. His release is just remarkable.
The NBA All-Star Game is less than a month away, and Lauri Markkanen is proving why he deserves to represent the hometown team when the best of the best gather in Salt Lake. Markkanen finished with 25 points and 11 boards. He's now scored 20 or more points in 16 straight games, tying Donovan Mitchell for the most consecutive 20-point games as a Jazz man in the last 23 years.
Markkanen driving left hand to the baseline, switches to the right at the rim and scores it. Beasley surveys the scene, dribbles through the middle of the lane, goes nowhere, hands to Markkanen, and hard left-hand drive to the rack. He'll finish with a left. Sexton hands to Markkanen, and Markkanen with four on the shot clock fires and nails the three.
The Jazz got off to a slow start to open the game, trailing 24-21 after the first 12 minutes while shooting just 36% from the field. In the second quarter, the Jazz found a way to get some freebies. After zero free throw attempts in the first quarter, the Jazz made 13 of 14 attempts from the charity stripe in the second frame. All in all, the Jazz outscored the Hornets 37-21 in the second quarter to take a 58-45 lead into the break. With the Jazz leading 39-31 and just over 5 minutes left in the first half, here is David Locke and Ron Boone to take you inside a Utah 13-4 run that helped build the lead to 15.
Terry Rozier left side off a Plumlee pick. That's their most common play. Jazz switch it. Rozier blows by Vando and misses the layup. Markkanen rebounds. Outlet to Vando. He's got Sexton ahead and Clarkson ahead. He finds Clarkson right corner. Feet set. Ball wet. Splash. Right corner three. Jordan Clarkson. Jazz by 11. Rozier, top to McGowan's. McGowan's had to do everything for a bad Nebraska team last year. He misses. Markkanen boards. Markkanen might have twisted an ankle or something. Conley in transition for three, front rimmed it. Left side, Rozier attacking the Jazz. Stops in the lane, twirls, shoots, scores. Let's watch Lauri Markkanen run here. A little gingerly. Jazz by 9. Conley bounces in the pocket of Vanderbilt, kicks to Markkanen, left corner three. It's good. I guess he's feeling all right. Yeah, and Lauri Markkanen's up to 13 points and 7 rebounds tonight. And the Jazz have jetted out to a 12-point advantage. 45-33 Jazz here by 12. That's brought to you by WCF Insurance, reminding you to be careful out there. Terry Rozier dribbling, falls to the ground. Ball's down, trying to get tied up for a jump ball. Rozier forcefully keeps it away from people, gets it knocked away and out of bounds, Hornets ball. Hayward inbounding to Rozier, catch and shoot three with four on the clock, no good. Plumlee taps it up and in. Jazz have Sexton and Conley with Clarkson, Abaji, and Vanderbilt. So they are super small right now. Plumlee is a natural center, and then they're fairly small. Conley pushed to the right side by Rozier, gets in the pocket, kicks to Sexton. Sexton puts it on the deck, goes nowhere, he's just waiting. Now he drives with the right hand, jump stops the lane, push shot up and in. 47-35, Jazz by 12.
You drive hard and you stop, you pump fake, just enough to freeze the defender.
Sexton and Hayward tied up in the post, foul on Sexton. Gordon, now the father of four, three girls and a boy. 7 years in Utah, 6'3 in Boston, 3 in Charlotte, 13 years in the NBA for the Butler Bulldog. Has it on the left wing. Passes to Plumlee, deflected by Vando, picked out of the air by Abaji. Fast break Sexton to the rack, fouled and finishes.
Beautiful play there by Vanderbilt.
Jordan Clarkson dropped in 18 points on the night, but he got a majority of his work done in the third quarter. After shooting just 2 of 7 for 6 points in the first half, Clarkson heated up during the break and filled it up with 12 points in 12 minutes in the third quarter.
Top Clarkson rolls in the lane, puts up a push shot, scores it. Here's Clarkson driving into the paint, lays it up and in. Clarkson in the lane, floats it up and scores. Jordan is getting into the paint here in the third quarter with ease and just scoring. Clarkson dominating the quarter, fades to the baseline and scores. Jordan Clarkson having his way here in the third quarter.
Utah never looked back from their big second quarter. They used a quick 7-0 run in the first 80 seconds of the fourth quarter as a buzzkill to the Hornets, extending a 10-point lead to 17 and knocking Charlotte down for good.
Jazz have the opening possession, leading by 10 as we open up the fourth quarter. And Talen Horton Tucker breaks the 45 on a left wing drive, gets to the rack, lays it up and in. 91-79 Utah. Jazz this year are an impressive 20-8 with leading going to the fourth. They've lost the most games of any team in the league, though. One lead. Ochai Agbaji's back in the game with tape on his left wrist. Hook shot inside by the Hornets, no good. Here come the Jazz. Agbaji drives, swings it back up to Conley, rotates to Markin, back to Conley. A foul on Dennis Smith, reaching in on Lowry Markin. 12-point advantage against the 13-34 Hornets. Markin, a tight close. He'll take a 19-footer on a step back and nail it. 22 for Lowry.
Just gets the job done out there, doesn't he?
Hayward, turnaround jumper in the post is a brick. Gordon's played 20 minutes. He's 2 of 5. Conley comes off a Vando pick to the right, shoots the three. Good. Mike Conley's feeling it tonight.
Gordon Hayward returned to Utah for the fourth time since his departure from the Jazz in 2017. Hayward finished with a modest 11 points.
Hayward drives, sees Kessler, stops. Crowd still booing him. He head fakes Kessler off the dribble, pulls for a 10-footer. Reaching in is McDaniels. He steals it. Hayward leads the break. Beasley fouls him. Hayward lays it up and in.
The Jazz have now won 5 of their last 7 and find themselves with an even 500 record 50 games into the season. They will make a quick trip to Portland to face the Trailblazers before returning home this weekend for a 5-game homestand. Don't miss your chance to cheer on the Jazz at home starting this Saturday with Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks in town. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com. Until next time, I'm Tyler Gibb. Thanks for listening to Jazz Game Rewind.